Jerry.
What are you doing here?
Thanksgiving. Drove down from Missouri.
You know, we would have invited you, but we got a full table this year. If you hadn't noticed, I guess we can make a plate for you right here.
It's Thanksgiving. It's me, a favorite guy. I drove 7 hours just to say a bunch of racist shit and eat your pie.
We got pecan, we got key lime. I feel like you're gonna ruin our time. Take a seat over there, stay away from all my kids. I guess I have to be thankful for my only kid.
Thanksgiving. Hey, can I have another drink?
I forget.
It's Thanksgiving.
I don't give you a drink fuck about all what you think.
I don't think.
Thanksgiving.
Let me tell you something. Something I've always wanted to say.
Thanksgiving.
You treated Dad like shit before he died, and he hated you, and I hate you, and you're a son of a bitch.
Jerry, that's another year ruined.
Thanksgiving.
I'm gonna go to bed.
Thanksgiving. Don't think I don't see what you're doing. Thanksgiving. All this shit's just in your head.
Oh!
Thanksgiving. I am the greatest guy. Hey, come here. Let me tell you a joke.
Please don't kiss my wife.
Oh, come on. Just give her a little smooch.
Get out of here, Jerry. Jerry, every goddamn year, Jerry.
God damn it.
You're embarrassing us, Jerry.
Hey, welcome to the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
Why did that end so abruptly? We could have carried that on for another 15 minutes.
Oh, I think he passed out.
How's it going?
I think Uncle Jerry passed out.
Is this like a, is this a Thanksgiving noise hole? Is that a thing?
Let's see. Right now, we're recording this the week of Thanksgiving. It won't come out until Thanksgiving has passed in America.
That happened. What do you mean? Like it's happening in other parts of the world?
Canada has a different Thanksgiving. I think it's in December, September.
Can't remember. Right. The rest of the world, Canada. Yeah.
Well, I think those are the only two countries that do Thanksgiving.
Oh, God. It's such an American thing to go, America and not America.
No, that's literally how it is. No, that's how it is.
I know. I'm just playing with you, man.
Just joshing.
But I will tell you.
You guys don't do Thanksgiving, right?
It's one of the first things people ask me around this time of year is, what do people in Ireland do for Thanksgiving?
And I'm like,
I don't know. What do you guys do for the fucking Easter Rising? Dipshits.
What do you do on February 18th? Have a life, just do a day. Okay, that's all we do.
Head to Kroger, man.
We go to our local Kroger grocery store.
Oh, so I read up on Babbage's.
Kroger? Oh.
I thought it was a British chain.
I read up on Babbage's too, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
For the same reason.
Yeah. After we talked about it a bunch with that guy.
Who shall not be named.
I read up that it was started by a guy named Charles Babbage, and that it actually ended up swallowing all of the other electronics stores and then getting swallowed.
Yeah.
By GameStop.
By the big boy. The big boy GameStop.
But for a while it was...
Founded by Jeffrey GameStop, famously.
Charles Babbage and Jeffrey GameStop were great friends until they had a falling out. You'll never take me down, GameStop. Babbage's will reign supreme. No. We'll hold out.
I've got an offer you can't refuse, Mr. Babbage. What about...
Why do you have my family? Give them back to me.
For that, I'll need to say something in return, Mr. Babbage. No. That is your... For your Babbage.
Not every copy of Star Fox 64, no.
No, no, something much more priceless than that.
There is nothing.
For your Babbages, I will require your Babbages. As in... Babbage's no. Incorporated.
Oh, I thought you meant my children.
Yeah, well...
Tom Babbage, Sarah Babbage.
Maybe I need to clarify
Kimberly
this.
Babbage.
Yes, Tom, Sarah, and Kimberly are in my trust right now.
No.
And if you want to see them back,
yes.
Then you will give me your company,
oh,
Babbages.
God.
I see where this is
that
going.
That includes every copy of Star Fox 64 I own.
How many?
You devilish bastard.
How many versions of Star Fox do you need? Did you know?
Did you
know?
Ah! Gary!
Hi, Gary. Didn't even see you.
There we go.
I assumed it was just some drum machine.
I thought it was a turkey.
But it was Garage. It was Garage.
Garage.
Garage
Babbage.
Yeah. Shit. Is Babbage your second name, Gary?
Gary, get in the garage. Please.
What was I saying?
You were talking
about... Did you know that Star Fox 64... Star Fox 64, it had a different name in Europe.
Yeah, it was called like the Lights of Our Clan or some shit.
It was called Lylat Wars.
Lylat Wars.
Lylat Wars, because it was set in the Lylat system. And so, not one mention of a fox or stars, but wars in Lylat.
I just thought
I'd drop that on you.
I feel like that's one of those things, and again, this is The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel, the rock and roll comedy podcast where we are only talking about Star Fox 64 and the Babbage's franchise.
Maybe we need to make a separate podcast.
You know what? You know who would host it? That guy.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he would.
I think he would swoop down like a fucking...
Noise Boys, tell us, do you want an entire podcast about retro games hosted by he who shall not be named? What I was going to tell you is I've been watching His Dark Materials on HBO.
What's that?
It's based on
Don't forget that I'm stupid.
I forgot.
I have no idea what
I
that
forgot.
Is.
I'm sorry. I forgot. It's based on the Philip Pullman book trilogy, His Dark Materials, that has the Golden Compass.
Oh,
the,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The Shallow Knife.
Shallow.
I can't remember words. Anyway. Anywho. Anyway. In America, the first book is called The Golden Compass. Mm-hmm. And in Britain, it's called Northern Lights. And I don't understand why. It's not like they ramped it up to make it more extreme. It's just different.
Can I ask you something really stupid?
Go for it.
Is the Polar Express related to that in any way?
The Northern Lights?
Well, it is, right. Because literally it is, because the Northern Lights are up in that region.
And I also haven't seen the Polar Express.
I don't know. When it's like, here's the Golden Compass, over there's the Polar Express, and there's the Northern Lights over there. It could very easily be contained
yes,
in the same
books,
universe.
The books are called The Golden Compass, the Subtle Knife, The Polar Express.
All the things you need.
Paul Blart Mall Cop. All those things that are related. No, I guess my point was, why do they change something that seems innocuous for an American audience? Because you know someone went, Americans aren't going to get this.
Right.
And it's the same with Harry Potter. We couldn't understand Philosopher's Stone, so it's Sorcerer's Stone. I'm like, no, I think we would have been fine.
You know, that's confused me a lot. I was wondering why I would see one thing there and then one thing there.
Couldn't tell you.
Do you think the rest of the world might think that you
dumb.
Boys are fucking stupid?
I think they think we're dumb.
I think so.
I think so.
That is a...
Ain't no American never heard of no philosopher!
So what would you call it?
I call it Wizard Boy in the Hard Time.
Wizard Boy comes across a conundrum.
Yeah, I would call it the problem of Wizard Time with Boy.
What?
Wizard Boy makes friends in the toilet.
Wizard Boy makes friends in the toilet. He's a wizard boy. He makes friends in the loo. He's a wizard.
That has no right to be as good as it is. And then what's the sequel to that?
That is the sequel. That's the second one.
When
he makes friends in the toilet, that's in book two.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So, do you think, you know the way when a shit's poking out? of your bum.
You call it
turtle heading.
Sure.
Right? Do you think they go into the toilet Harry Potter and they call it myrtle heading?
Mm. Reference understood.
Well, thank you. In place of laughter, acknowledgement is fine.
Yeah.
Wizard boy fighting a big snake. Wizard boy, he's got a teacher who's called Snake. Wizard boy, he's fighting a big snake. Wizard boy, his teacher is the snake.
Yeah, okay.
This is fun. This might be the entirety of the podcast. How do you feel about that?
It wouldn't bother me.
Noise boys, what do you think? Do you like our little country diddles right here?
Those are
the easiest songs to kind of jump into, I feel like.
You think so?
You got your C.
You think your rules are all set? They're all easy?
And so you're free to kind of just riff over it and have a good time.
Well, I guess here's the question is, what genre of music, and the answer is blues, what genre of music lends itself to the easiest jump in with no context? The answer is blues.
The answer is the kind of country that we're doing right now.
Oh, I think more so than this, it's blues.
Yeah.
Because there is only one riff.
Do you want to give it a go?
I mean,
we've done it a million times on this fucking podcast.
Yeah, we don't need to. I'm just saying that if you have any inclination of the first note, you know the entire song,
right,
in every blues song. There it is. And I think punk rock, probably.
Yeah.
Not that you would know every chord change, but I think you could watch it once and go, oh, I could join this band.
Oh, you know what this is? Joel, you're giving away the secrets. You're giving away the magic. This is behind the scenes
magic. I don't mind. I think if you saw a punk rock band live and went, oh, they're so good, I'll never be that good, you're a piece of shit. Because you should already be that good.
That was what was kind of neat about punk rock in the 90s it was also the whole ethos of punk was, I don't need to be good, I just get up on stage and have a good time. Also, I don't know why I'm Southern. Particularly in the 80s, it was like, anyone could pick up an instrument and fucking jam, man. You know?
Didn't we already do a song about how I don't need to be good, I'm just punk rock? I feel like we already did that.
I don't think so. But also, I have a very, very bad memory. Okay. A one, two, a one, two, three, four.
Just need to be punk rock. Don't need to be good. You can suck my cock. Don't need to be good. Just need to be punk rock. Don't need to be good. You can suck my cock. Don't need to be good. Just pick up a guitar and play some rocking songs that will get you really far. Don't need to be good. Just pick up a guitar, play some rocking songs.
That's every song? That's all of them?
Every song ever.
That's all songs?
The aura of a song, if you could smelt it down to its purest form, no matter what song you pick, it turns out like that.
If you, in all genres.
The purest form of music is what we just performed.
So what you're saying is if you take every genre of music that isn't punk, strip away all the extraneous bullshit, it becomes punk rock.
If you take, let's say a Zeppelin song, if you take that one that's like, the levee's gonna break on.
Yeah.
And you squish it, and you compress it, and you purify it, and distill it to its most incredible
form. I think you would have to grind that song up, boil it.
Right.
Steam it off, and what's left after the water boils away.
It's smelting, man. You're pouring it into a big concrete girdle and let it drip down into a mold. And then press that really hard, and guess what you get?
Just a punk rock song.
Levee's gonna break.
The levee's gonna break. Oh, levee's gonna break. Ah, levee's gonna break. The levee's gonna break. The levee's gonna break. Ah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Levee's gonna break. The levee's gonna break. Oh, the levee's gonna break. Ah, levee's gonna break.
Shut up, Gary. Didn't you catch my cue?
Were you not? Were you threw things at him?
God, I spit at him.
All right. So
I just talked to Fat Loogie right in the middle of his forehead. He just kept playing.
It went between his eyes, though, so you missed him.
Well, that's quite a chasm. It's quite a chasm. He probably didn't see it.
Gary, are you a Harlequin, baby?
Is that what's eyelids wrong inside
you?
Out?
Yeah. Are you one of those babies that's born without Gary, a brain? And that's skin, why you look like a snail.
Is your skin too tight?
What do you mean? How are you going to alleviate him of his skin tight?
Like Harlequin babies, their skin's really tight.
That looks painful, man. Yeah. Like, I don't think I'd enjoy this.
Shut Gary? Up. We're talking about you, not to you, Gary.
Go take a shit! Get in there and take a shit!
Fucking Christ,
all man. Right, get back out here in a minute, because we'll need you again.
Yeah, and then untake a shit.
What does that mean? Suck it back up?
I don't know.
Excuse me, but I've come here to suck all the shit up out of the toilet.
I think it's a valid point that if someone said, what is punk rock? You would say it is literally every genre of rock and roll if you take out all the flair.
Distilled to yeah. its purest
it's,
form.
It's
which
the
is
espresso. It's the espresso of rock and roll's coffee bean.
Or is it the cold brew? No, cold brew suggests there's an exotic nature
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, that also means they took a long time, which they did not.
They cold, did cold brew not. With no ice, so it was just dirty coffee water.
I was watching, whenever you watch any sort of like YouTube video that's like interviewing the producer for the first Green Day record, or the producer for whatever, it's like, oh, they came in, they had about $800. I think they spent 3 hours recording, probably spent about 3.5 hours mixing. They got high. That's the first album.
First album's done, Dusty done. Boys.
And I wonder if that sets you up for this bizarre anticipation of what the recording process should be, that it goes completely out the window the first time the label gets involved.
I think it's decidedly unpunk to sit and sort of fiddle over your recording too much, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense?
Well, you can follow, and this is obviously the prime example, but you can follow Green Day's trajectory from punk and unpolished over the bell curve of just the sweet spot all the way back down to way overproduced, almost unrecognizable pop jangliness.
Well,
they sound like fucking Coldplay now, man.
For real. They did on their last big album from like 2009.
Was that Uno, Dos, Tres?
No, Christ, I didn't even listen to those.
I've never, do you know, okay, this is an aside, but I watch, there's this guy on YouTube I like that does these 5-minute drum chronologies. He will play every song, hit or not, by a certain band, just 10 seconds of each drum part.
Sure.
So you can see how their drumming evolved over time, but it also forces you to think about how their songs have evolved over time. And he did Green Day. And when he gets to Uno, Dos, Tres, I went, wait, what? And I had to look it up, and I'm like, that was a thing.
It all goes a little rockabilly.
I forgot.
I don't remember what the conceit was behind all that. Did they all get their own album to write music? Or?
It's got their faces on it, but I think Billy still sings on it.
Collect them all, my God, rockin' numbers. Hey, my songs are a little more straight ahead rock and roll. My name's Great Pretty Cool. I'm the crazy one.
I got a drumstick up my bum.
You mentioned, what? That was one of the songs, I believe.
Gary, take the drumstick out of your bum!
Fucking hell.
Gary!
Go take a shit and push that drumstick out of there, you dirty little bitch.
But you were going to say what's about Uno, Dos, Tres.
Well, you mentioned production. Green Day's latest album is actually, they're trying to get rawer and dirtier, but almost in a way where they've poured too much time into going, yeah, can you make it sound dirtier? Can you make it sound messier? Yeah. And they just didn't record it raw. They probably have a guy that's going, I got this.
I got a filter that dirts it up.
Filter that Mike dirts it up. Mike
dirts it up. I don't know, man. They sound like the goddamn chain smokers right now.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes, man. I mean, they can go back to what they were and fade into obscurity, or they can enjoy what they're doing now as people.
Who's the most powerful person in music right now?
I don't know.
Is it Simon Cowell?
PewDiePie.
Who is it?
It's not Simon Cowell.
Who could tell them what to do?
Who could tell them what to do?
Yeah.
Obviously, they agreed to something, though. They went, sure, we'll take that NHL endorsement.
I guess my point is, if David Geffen, let's say, is still at the top of a mountain of rock and roll money, I don't even know if he is. He might be dead.
Right.
But if he goes,
hey, boys, it's David.
Yo, what's going up, David?
Listen.
It's been a while.
Listen, you gotta get back to your roots, and so I'm putting you back in...
You're being back to the slappy, happy, jibbity-jabbity hours?
Yes. I'm putting you back in the bread truck that you used to drive around in, and you have to live there for a year, and I've frozen all your bank accounts.
Oh, fuck.
If you don't write a real punk rock record in the next year, I'm gonna kill all of you.
Baby, I am fucking... I am stuffed with all sorts of expensive macaroni that I'm buying with my... with all my millions of dollars.
Expensive macaronis.
You expect me to go back to half-baked noodles and write Kerplunk? What kind of fucking crazy idiot are you?
I expect you to live in a bunk bed in the back of a bread truck live off a Lipton cup of noodles.
Listen, bitch. There's no way that's gonna happen. The last time I slept in a car... it was a fucking Porsche Gambino. And it was made of chocolate. And it was in my house. And
Trey
it was
birthday. Driving it
That's
around
right.
my living room.
It was very saucy.
Your lavish lifestyle has taken away your ability to write credible songs.
Listen, the NHL have given me Boko Box to write songs.
Boko Box!
What makes you think that I'm going to come back to you and dirt up my hovel for your songs? Give me one good reason. Oh, that gives me an idea for a song. Why am I Daffy Duck? How about this, David Geffen?
One, two, one, two, three, four. Gonna get rid of my hair gel. Gonna let all of my clothes smell. Gonna stop buying expensive macaroni. Stop being such a fucking phony. Get back all our fans, because that is David's plan, to make Green Day a punk rock band. 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 Drive around in a shitty van. Gonna get back all our fans, because that is David's plan, to make Green Day a punk rock band. Green Day a punk rock band. Make Green Day a punk rock band.
You were looking for.
Who's calling me? Who is this on my telephone?
Hey, it's me.
No, it's not one ghost of Joey Ramone?
It's just a guy. Yes, Billy. Don't you notice that I've been appearing in your dreams more often, telling you to play more punk?
Is that my friend, the ghost of Joey Ramone?
That's right, Billy. Have you noticed that you're getting more and more sleep paralysis?
What?
Does it not freak you out when you wake up and there's an old hag standing on your shoulders? But really, it's me, Billy.
When you think about it, I go to bed and I think about all the wonderful things I did that day. And I find myself awake but unable to move. And then I look at the end of the bed and it's my old friend, 9 feet, 7 inches tall. Giant scarecrow of a man, Joey Ramone.
And you know something, Billy? You know why I visit you? Because I look deep in your eyes. When you're
deep in my ass,
when you are mud deep in that paralysis, and what I see is a man that's eating far too much premium macaroni, and I think that boy's got to get back to his roots.
Are you telling me that Gouda and bacon and my macaroni isn't punk rock enough that I should go back to shells and cheese or, heaven forbid, Lipton noodle?
Yeah, baby, that shit's a luxury, man.
Are you telling me Johnny Ramone, Joey Ramone?
Joey.
Not Johnny.
Not Johnny.
Is he dead too?
Yeah, we're all up here, man. We all floating in sewer now.
Hey, Billy, Johnny.
Oh, it's Johnny.
Oh, hey, Johnny. Listen, are you telling me that I should eat...
Boy, there's too many Ramones in this
ketchup
room.
Sandwiches in the back of a shitty van?
Yeah, on the floorboard, bitch.
Are you telling me that I should sleep in a pile of boys on someone's floor?
Nope.
That offered to let us come back to their...
No, I didn't.
Hang on. That's not... No, you're getting me all wrong, Ramones.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Billy?
Yeah, what the fuck, Billy?
I'm not talking about a sex pile. I'm talking about when someone says you can crash on our couch, but it's you and the roadie and two other guys, and so you sleep in a pile on the floor.
That's right, Billy. I tried to make this more of a kind of like a spiritual realization moment for you, but you've turned it into...
I just want clear instructions.
You've turned it about piles of boys on the floor. Anyway, as your punk rock... As we have acknowledged, I am a beautiful punk rock angel.
You have a halo around you, a glowing aura.
I got big, beautiful wings, too. Check
it
out.
But you still smell like the fucking bathroom of CBGB.
It's CVS, actually. Anyway.
I know somebody that works there.
Well, Billy, baby, you should go talk to him and get back to your roots. Billy, play a punk rock song.
Billy,
I'm going
Billy,
now.
Punk rock Billy.
Punk rock Billy.
Forget the Billy, millions punk of dollars, Billy.
Billy. Oh, my God. He's really giving me something to think about. All right, I've thought about it. I don't give a shit. I want that NHL money, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4. All sorts of crazy fetish toys. Look at all the boys. Trey and Mike. There's a guy named Jeff. There's my friend Pete. Oh, just big old pile of boy meat.
Give me that NHL money. Oh, give me that NHL money.
Give me that fucking NHL money, baby, and give me a fucking pile of boy meat.
Boy meat.
Just slide me in there, lube me up, and let me crawl in like a worm.
You know, that raises a good point. Billy Joe seemed like the guy that sucked a dick.
He's
bi. To be like, I'm crazy.
No, he said he was bi like 10 years ago.
Did he?
He's definitely S to D.
Well, there you go. Called it.
It's fine.
I'm just swapping between dicks and pussies, baby. Billy, I'll have it all.
Billy, I know you're listening, and I am not shaming you for getting in a boy pile. I'm just saying that maybe that wasn't as accessible when you didn't have a bunch of money.
Boy piles?
Yeah, boy pile. Or like if you were in a punk rock boy pile, that was a stinky pile.
A pile's a luxury, man. Like if you're lying on the floorboard with your best boy and you've just recorded your first album and you're staring at the stars and you're going, man, I'm bi as fuck. That's something I didn't really know. Or the guy that's playing me right now until right now.
Oh, I was going to say, do you think it was the recording of Kerplunk that made him go, man, I'm bi as fuck.
I'm so fucking bi. Yeah, it was like the original lyrics to Christy Road were like...
It was called Jimmy's Chode.
hanging around Jimmy's chode.
Let's find the chords to it.
Having sex with my girlfriend, feeling something a little different. Not in the mood, needing something new. Something simply isn't right. Thinking about that night so tight. Not my girlfriend's, but my friend Drew's. Get me someone to prefer me a guy. Or a girl is fine because I'm bi. Like could take some puss or take a love. I've been thinking about Jimmy's jokes.
All right. Billy, listen, and this is not a bit. This is the Noise Boys talking to Billy Joe Armstrong from the heart.
Yeah, baby.
Take that song and make it yours. Put it on Quattro or whatever the album is after Uno Dos Tres.
Hey, after Oath, Dono, and Treth, what do we call our fourth album, baby?
Fucking Quattro, baby.
Quattro, thank God.
According to U2, it would be Catorce, which is 14. Idiot. Irish. Fart hole?
Me?
What? No, him.
Me?
Never mind.
Who's him? The
Bono.
Oh, the one true Irishman.
Bono, who doesn't know how to speak English or Spanish. Billy, take that song and celebrate your sexuality and celebrate your love.
Billy, I know you're sitting in your nice rocking chair right now and you're listening to the noise hole on the gramophone going, oh, those boys.
He has it? No, it's incredibly expensive. He has it. Run to vinyl. He has every episode of The Noise Hole pressed in vinyl, delivered overnight to his house.
Do we offer that service?
No, he has it done in Spain.
What do you mean he has it done in Spain?
Every episode he listens to cost him $10,000.
Oh my God.
And he won't even contribute to our Patreon.
Billy, if you're listening, buddy, you can get it for nothing. Unless you
Dave!
Hey, we can't let the Noise Boys know that we're getting $10,000 a month from Billy Joe Armstrong.
Billy.
What?
Billy could finance this whole fucking operation, man. God. He could pay for Gary's medicine and his treatments.
To make him more human. Turn Gary back into a real boy.
He needs countless surgeries to put all his parts back on in the right order.
It's amazing that we care about Gary that much.
Do you realize?
We could have left him in the fucking sewer with all the slugs.
His skull needs to be cracked open like a fucking melon
and reset,
pieced back together in the right way. So it's skull-shaped and not sideways football-shaped.
Just shut up! Go take a shit!
God damn it.
Speaking of getting the red hot phone on the line and ringing it.
What? Try that again.
Let's try that again. Speaking of... Nope. Ah, here we go. Speaking of getting premium experiences from your favorite artists, what is our Noise Boy question of the week?
I've actually got one that I liked.
I
went through... Noise Boys, I gotta be real with you. Early on in the Noise Hole, there was such a flood of questions that we actually have a backlog of like, oh, well over 100.
Oh,
I'm not saying don't send more, because I tend to read the newer ones, but like, I was telling Dave this morning, we could stop and we would have enough for like 50 episodes.
But that wouldn't be fun.
That's a good thing though.
But then the questions wouldn't be pertinent. They might not be, you know, relevant. There might have been something that went on this week that they want us to talk about. I don't know. For example, has that happened? I don't think that's happened.
I think every episode of The Noise Hole is timeless and exists outside of time. It actually exists in a time problem.
It's its own box. It's universal.
It exists in a full time problem. this one comes from frequent Noise Boy contributor to the hole, Hollis Barkhouse.
Oh, good.
Hollis Barkhouse
usually
says...
It's
usually the other guy who isn't a cartoonist. I know what you mean.
Yeah, our favorite version of that name.
What's his name?
Because he gives us money. Randall Monroe, the one that gives us money.
That's true. Hollis says... And guys, this is from October 22. This is a month old question. It's not even warm anymore.
Oh my God.
It's stale.
Boys, it's been sitting in the fridge and we should have thrown it in the bin, but we're going to eat it anyway.
It's like Thanksgiving leftovers left out to spoil.
Boys, you're going to give us the squits. These questions are all old.
I've got Montezuma's revenge from reading these questions.
Why? So that's twice someone's mentioned that today.
Oh, that means what does that mean exactly? Bacterial water making you shit.
I thought it was like a fucking board game.
No, it's a historical reference to when a bunch of conquistadors, or not conquistadors from Spain, a bunch of invaders went to Mexico and were like, we're taking over this land. Also, let's drink the water. Oh no, we've shit ourselves to death. Hollis says, What about rock covers of Disney songs?
Ooh.
And having just seen Frozen Dose.
Which one's Frozen?
That's the one with Elsa the Ice Queen.
No, which one is the titular Frozen?
Elsa the Ice Queen.
She is the Frozen.
Well, Dave, it depends on how you interpret it.
What do you mean?
You could interpret that her sister's heart was frozen, and that's what was frozen all along.
No, her sister's heart was looking for love all along, and it was just looking in for love in all the wrong places. Yeah, that's right. And so...
Her development was frozen because she had kept herself locked up for so long.
That's what the song's about, is it?
It is.
Right.
It is.
I was just wondering which girl was frozen, but now you've answered that question.
I like this one a lot because the more musical, as in Broadway-esque Disney songs, I fucking love. I love Tangled.
Tangled might be my favorite one.
You were saying this on the Noise Boy Discord yesterday.
Yeah, Tangled only yesterday hit 9 years old, and I'm thinking, God, that was that long ago.
Are you fucking serious?
9 years ago, man. I remember going to see that in the theater. I went to see it 3 times. I went to see it with our friend Rob. I went to see it with my girlfriend at the time, and then possibly just went to see it myself.
Just one more. Just get myself a hot dog and some nachos, watch myself some Tangled as a grown-ass man.
That's right.
I love it. And you were saying that one of those songs is your favorite. Which one is it? Is it At Last I've Seen the Light?
It's the song that leads up to that. It's the instrumental section where the lanterns all light up. And it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. It's my favorite Disney moment when the king, queen, they lift up the lantern. And then the whole town lights up their lanterns. And we have this beautiful panning
and
shot
goes,
of the entire...
Oh, wait, no, that's Little Mermaid.
It does, though. It does actually do that. And every time, the hairs on the back of my nose...
The back of your nose.
My cilia stand up.
The hairs deep in my ears. The ones that allow me to hear high frequencies.
The really unflattering ones. That's
they
right, yeah.
Stand on end. And I hear.
Last night, even watching it back on YouTube, I was sitting there thinking,
oh my God, she doesn't know.
She doesn't know the lanterns are
They're for her. They're for her. They're for you, Tangled.
the titular Tangled character.
They're for you, Princess Tangled.
All those days, nothing but a daydream. All those years, living in a prayer.
Do you want to do a hard rock version of that song?
Yes. And then, yes, let's just go
let's
on.
Let's just do it. It's going to be like, all those days, watching in the daydream.
Let's do a punk version.
Okay.
Sloppy, but I'll take it.
I think that's sloppy, punky, rocky.
Sloppy, slip, slobbity, slip, slobbity.
I think that's exactly what we were trying to get across to Mr. Armstrong as he celebrates his sexual revelation and as he celebrates.
You think right now, after listening to the noise hole?
Yes. I think he knows that he's free to be himself. He can leave his wife, he can leave his son, and go find a man.
He can leave his 18-year-old son.
If he wants to. As a grown-ass millionaire man, he is entitled to fuck whoever he wants.
That's...
with impunity. We know this.
It's true.
I'm not saying it's right.
Gary!
Don't agree with me when I'm making controversial statements, Gary.
I can't tell if you're just saying that's the way it is, or if it's him in particular.
I'm saying
or,
that that's are, his purview think- as a rich bisexual man. Is to run crazy through the streets, sucking dick, slamming puss, motorboating titties,
calling now,
speed bagging testicles.
I'm ready to suck some dick.
You know what, Dave?
Dick, I'm fucking birds.
I apologize.
Sucking dick in the street.
I apologize to our noise boy buys, our noise buys, because that
noise buys
that feeds into the harsh stereotype. That bis are sexually ravenous. Well, I just think Billy Joe would be. That's all I'm saying. That was okay, Gary.
Remember Woodstock when we covered each other in mud?
We fucked like crazy after that. I found a bunch of dirty fucking 90s hippies in a pile. And
that's
I
right.
That
used
pile.
A bunch of hippie mud as a lube and slammed into each other's
I
butt
said,
crack.
Use me up, you dirty fucking 90s hippies. Turn me inside out.
I'm not saying they necessarily are sexually attracted to each other even, but it just seems like he would do it because it's the subversive thing to do in his mind where he's like, you know what? The man expects me to fuck a puss. Well, I'm
well,
going to fuck
gonna
a man butt. I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to be your boy. I'm going to be somebody else's boy. The man. No, thank you. Dave, I have a serious question for us to end this episode on.
Oh, no.
What Disney song would Metallica play?
Who asked that?
I'm asking you.
Beauty and the Beast.
Which one?
Beauty and the Beast.
Wait, Dave. Would they possibly play the best Beauty and the Beast song? The one that we both love so dearly?
Is it Evermore?
It's Evermore.
Evermore?
Would they play Evermore?
Let's find those chords. Except I don't want to do Hetfield voice. There's gotta be a better,
you don't?
There's gotta be a it's gotta be Load Hetfield then. It's gotta okay. be Crooner Hetfield.
It's fine.
It's a little
it's
croony,
a load song.
It's a little slow.
Alright.
It's dark, but it's accessible.
Retalarza and get a sturdy dog. Let's see what happens. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Thank you, Bob.
I was the one who had it all. I was the master of my fate. I never needed anybody in my life. I'm doing the truth too late. I'll never take away the pain. I close my eyes but she's still there. I let her steal into my melancholy heart. It's more than I can bear. Yeah. Now I know she'll never leave me. Even as she runs away, she will still torment me, call me, hurt me, move me, come on me. Wasting in my lonely tower, waiting by an open door. I'll fool myself, walk right in and be with me forevermore. Yeah. and be with me forevermore.
All right, Noise Boys. There's your Load era.
Load of,
era. Metallica. Yeah.
Straight out of 1996. Metallica are feeling a little softer.
Groony.
Feeling a little groovier, man.
Groony. Because in an earlier version of Metallica, it's like, in the news, you never leave me. It's almost punk rock. You know, if you go back to our original thesis for this episode.
Let's wrap it up. What is the thesis?
You could strip away 10% of thrash metal, and it's just punk rock. Or conversely, you can add 10% to punk rock, and it's thrash metal.
And it's thrash, yeah.
And the drums, you don't have to change shit.
Hey, man, do you want to play punk? You got that punk ethos. You're feeling snotty, but you also want to show people you're good at guitar.
That's thrash.
Thrash.
Yeah, that's just thrash.
It's thrash.
It's just a guy opens a door for you and goes, perhaps thrash.
And the door glows. The door glows.
Come in here.
Come on in now. It's a nice and warm air.
Yep. Gary, you are on you're on point, in the pocket, as they say.
As they say.
In drummer lingo.
Who says that?
Drummers.
Drummers?
He was in the pocket.
Is that a classic drummer phrase?
It is.
In the pocket.
Noise Boys, I have only one brief request. One simple and easy request.
What is that?
Give us all your money.
Send a friend our way. Send a friend our way. Maybe have them listen to a podcast. You know what?
Hey.
Maybe they'll have a gander at the Patreon if we're lucky.
Look. Patreon.com/noise. Fuck. Let's try that again.
Sorry.
Look, can you and Gary get in time? Patreon.com/noisehole. Close. Patreon.com/noisehole. Nope.
Okay.
Patreon.com/noisehole.
Is that bang bang?
Patreon.com/noisehole. Perfect. Thank you, Gary. Piece of shit.
I don't get things.
I mean, you were going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Look, am I surprised when you don't fall over when you stand up? No. So I'm not going to congratulate you. Uh-huh. I'm not going to go, good job getting dressed today, Dave.
Sometimes daddy needs love too.
Good job putting on both socks and shoes today, Dave.
Socks and shoes.
Yeah,
socks,
good job.
Before shoes.
Good job having your eyes close together.
What's Spanish? What's Spanish for
zapatos?
Socks.
Oh.
You don't know? Don't say something.
I was going to say zupa, but that's soup.
Soup dip and my shoes. Feet in soup and then put my shoes on.
As is the Spanish way, there's a bowl of, your mom puts a bowl of hot soup at the end of your bed every day.
All right, put on your morning soup.
Splash, splash.
And then put on your Zeppetto.
Squat, squat.
Now you're ready for school on this freezing cold day. That'll keep you nice and warm.
Get those hot soupy shoes.
I would probably put my feet in tomato bisque. Tomato.
Because it would stick.
Huh?
It would stick and would last longer.
Probably burn like a motherfucker.
I'd do chicken noodle because it would roll off quickly like a duck's back.
We are very different people.
And then I can have dry shoes.
We are very, very different people. This is a deal breaker.
You don't know a man until you've walked a mile in his soup shoes.
In his soupy shoes.
Noise Boys, put on your soupy shoes one soup at a time, one bowl at a time, like we all do. Send us some little scraps.
Noise Boys.
Send us some scraps at patreon.com/noisehole.
You know the fucking drill at this stage. So just get to it. Send someone to the Patreon.
New stuff?
Give us that fucking money. Because all of it goes towards maintenance for the Noise Hole. And it's eventually going to let us do things like video, which we're already kind of building towards.
It's a real nice podcast you got there. It'd be a shame if something happened to you. Maybe she gets some fucking money.
Are we holding a fucking pistol to her own podcast?
Maybe. Yet? I don't know.
Okay, sure.
And new stuff? New news?
What's the
soup
news?
Shoes and new news. That deserves a hit. Soup shoes and new news. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Not Gary.
There you go.
All I need you to do is go fan our fucking Facebook page, facebook.com/noiseholepod.
get on that old man Facebook.
We have got...
Wade through those boomers.
We will be your racist aunts and uncles that say horrible things.
That's right. And that wraps us neatly around to the very beginning.
Retweet Happy Russian trolls. We will do anything that you need on Facebook. But what we do have for you right now is we've got a couple of very good noise boys. We've got Thomas C. We've got... Phionix S.J. Roswell. God damn it. This is such a shit show operation. This is Clown Town. Clown Town, Gary! Okay.
I'm scared.
They are making, those noise boys are making excellent little preview videos. That was better. Not bad. God damn it. You can't get two in a row.
Okay.
They're making excellent little preview videos of clips. The most recent one for Professor Time Lord. What was
time
his name?
Problem.
Professor Time
Professor
Problem.
Time Problem.
Is fantastic. The one before that with Ozzy and his dead boy was
Great
excellent.
Stuff. What's his name? Ozzy and his dead boy.
Ozzy and his dead boy. What was his name?
Randy.
Randy.
Ozzy and his dead boy.
Randy, give us a hug.
Randy.
Oh, come give us a kiss.
Oh, Christ. Speaking of sleep paralysis. fucking...
So,
Sharon, it's happening again. Randy's sitting on my chest.
Now that you have just had your American Thanksgiving because you're all Americans, just like me.
What? Okay.
I was waiting for you to react to that. Now that you've had your time to be thankful, say what you're thankful for. Just remember being thankful for the noise hole.
Be thankful for the noise hole on this blessed day.
Come on. Follow us everywhere.
Make sure you say it at the dinner table. Yeah. Tell your racist piece of shit dad that he needs
when
to be thankful.
When your dad goes, I'm thankful for the president. Keep us safe. Keep the wall up. Keep the Browns out.
And you go, Dad, I'm thankful for the fucking noise hole.
You know why? Because it is a small, it is 1 hour of escapism in a world...
Where you're saying 1 hour of escapades.
Where you fucking exist, you piece
you
of shit.
Bloated pink motherfucker. You sausage tied in a knot. Piece of shit.
You fucking cowboy hat wearing space hopper. Fucking drop dead in a reservoir.
Oh my God.
Right.
I want fall over in this gravy boat and suffocate. Drown in gravy.
Let's play ourselves high.
All right.
Let's do it.
Just, you know, help us out, guys. Help us out. Give us that 5-star review money. Do you want to do it in the style of Thanksgiving? Happy Thanksgiving?
How did that go? Oh, yeah.
One, two, one, two, three.
Hey, it's the noise boys. Those boys are all right. Hey, it's the noise boys. Playing songs all night. Hey. Thank you for Dave, Joel and Gary, their slave. Hey, it's the Noise Boys. Noise Boys are alright. Hey, it's the Noise Boys. Playing songs alright. Woo-hoo. I just need to clarify a thing that I just said. Gary is not actually our slave, he's just got a football-shaped head. Hey, it's the Noise Boys, Noise Boys are alright. Hey, it's the Noise Boys, singing songs all night. Hey, it's the Noise Boys are alright.
Shackles tonight, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Put on your boiling soup shoes.
Make sure
and take a shit.
Make sure your shackles are tied around your ankles and your neck. And if you struggle, if I see signs of struggle, oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, it's some
God! God!
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave Micklepatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseholePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.